This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 22 minutes past the hour. Our next guest is here to invite us to a traditional Christmas cream tea fundraiser at McPheeters Hall, which is within Holy Trinity Episcopal Church this Saturday. Maggie Schoenfeld, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So, longtime Junoite, and you said you've been attending Holy Trinity Episcopal Church since you were very little. Is that right?
Yes. I was... I don't remember when I started, which probably tells enough. And we are going to be doing a Christmas cream tea this Saturday, December 7th. This is a fundraiser for kind of general funds for the church. It helps support a lot of our outreach programs. We do several prison ministries, including backpacks for newly released prisoners, including basic things like socks, toothbrush, toothpaste, shaving equipment, bus tokens. We are one of the churches that is involved in Family Promise, which helps provide housing and meals and support to local families who are homeless. We do food baskets for Head Start families, as well as just providing some local support for downtown Juneau.
Okay. If somebody hasn't been to Holy Trinity, how would you explain how to get there?
It is right downtown, 325 Gold Street. So it's kind of down and around the corner from the Capitol. I feel like most of my references to places in Juneau are a little out of date. So I will say it's down the street from the old charter school. Up.
It's on 4th,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
down
it's on
from
4th
the
and
Capitol,
Gold. Yeah.
Past the big apartments. And they're on your right.
Yep. And it's a beautiful building. It was rebuilt a number of years ago after the original church burned. And we've really been excited with the new space. One of the things we love about McPheeters Hall is it's a very lovely space. Was set up for theater. And a number of local theaters use it. Theater in the Rough, Juno Little Theater. All really have – it's been a very common use space. And we love that we can provide that.
And that's where this Christmas cream tea fundraiser is going to be.
Yep. So it's going to be in the hall. And it is a classic cream tea. So the difference between a normal afternoon tea and a cream tea is you don't have butter with your scones. You have whipped cream, because I can't think of anything more Christmassy than whipped cream on scones, as well as a lovely selection of sandwiches, including cucumber sandwiches, which always should be included in any afternoon tea. We have a number of desserts. Rainbow Foods has really generously donated some fabulous black tea, as well as we'll have peppermint tea available. We have a selection of fruit and I'm trying to think what I'm missing. Oh, jam for the scones, of course.
All right. And what is the suggested donation, or what is admission?
So tickets are $22 per ticket. Right now, we have two seatings, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., and we are almost sold out on the 2 p.m. tickets, but we have a fair number left on 4 p.m. So if you want to do something maybe a little later in the afternoon when it's dark outside and you're not going to want to do anything outside, definitely maybe go for a hike, then come in for a lovely tea.
Okay. You said you've been going to Holy Trinity for most of your life. What is it that you enjoy about that?
I really enjoy the community that's there. I've known people through Holy Trinity who've known me since I was literally in diapers and have just always been there to support and encourage. And everybody's always so welcoming. And that's something that I really appreciate.
Got it. And this fundraiser, where will those funds be going?
They go into general church funds as well as into our outreach mission. So things like, you know, lights, keeping the lights on, keeping the heating going, all that, but is also supporting our outreach programs like the prison ministries, Family Promise, that kind of thing.
All right. Who would you like to see there on Saturday?
I would love to see anybody who wants to come and eat good food. My dad always jokes that we really some years should have a tea and kegger, because he feels like afternoon teas don't really speak to the average Southeast Alaskan male. And all I will say to that is we won't be doing a tea and kegger anytime soon, but everybody's going to enjoy the food. The food is really lovely, and tea is quite nice. Also, you don't have to look down on it just because it's in a slightly fancy cup.
If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Maggie Schoenfeld, and we're talking about a Christmas cream tea fundraiser at McPheeters Hall, Holy Trinity Episcopal Church, this Saturday. Can you give us the details once more, please, Maggie?
Yep. So it's going to be Saturday, December 7th. We have two seatings, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. It's going to be at McPheeters Hall, which is part of Holy Trinity Church, 325 Gold Street, and which is kind of the corner of Gold and 4th. right downtown. It's $22 per ticket. Tickets you can buy online at trinityjuno.org, and there'll also be tickets at the door.
Okay. Maggie, thank you for coming on the show and telling us about this. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?